dead, y'all. All right, man, there we go. We got some Sweet Daddy from Corpus Christi, Texas, bringing us in. We're going to try to have a good time.
Oh, my God. Happy Easter. We're back.
My non-COVID cough laugh.
We're back. Hopefully it's non-COVID.
No, it's non-COVID. I don't have a cough at all, man. If I cough, it's, you know, usually I turn my head to the right and the doc says, yeah, you feel all right.
Dude. Yeah, they did that to me trying to access my port for some blood work the other day. She's like, turn your head and cough. And I'm like, what the fuck for? She's like, well, your flap is stuck. There's a flap on the end of this tube.
It's in your chest,
and it'll
though,
go,
right?
Yeah, it'll go in. Yeah, it's not. you can get stuff in it. But right. She couldn't get a blood return back because there's a little clot flap that on the end of the tube. Anyway,
there's a clot flap.
Whole nother story.
Right. But, hey, man. So we got Chase Tejas on the green mic. We got Hondo Hank
on the blue mic.
On the blue mic. And
this is my safe mic. Nobody uses the green mic.
Nobody
so I know
uses
that
the green
all
mic.
My COVID yeah. is on here. No
That's
one
right.
else is. So
That's right. And I only use the blue mic.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm often blue.
Right.
It's terrible.
Wow. Stop. I never thought about it that way.
I never thought about it that way.
I'm fucking, how are you doing, dude?
Dude.
Same as me.
You know, man, I'm calling all this now. It's the COVID session. It's just straight up COVID sessions. I mean, and what I mean by that is everything that I do is based on that, right? I mean, I haven't really left my house much in the past 4 weeks. And I know, hey, man, I just want to address, we haven't broadcast in a while. There's some personal related stuff going on, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about that. But this, when it happened, it really threw a wrench in everything, and we couldn't get back to it when we wanted to get back to it because we actually had a bunch of stuff lined up, remote interviews, all this other stuff.
Yeah, 13.
So excuse. Fuck you, Hondo. You're making a bunch of fucking excuses. Yeah, you're right. I am. But I wanted to let you guys know, and if you interpret it as an excuse, okay, that's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I have excuses all day long.
Yeah, well, you have reasons, brother.
I have other issues podcasting, yeah, or not podcasting. So welcome to Coughing in Texas.
Coughing in Texas.
The COVID sessions, right?
The COVID sessions, yeah.
Jesus, yeah. Man. I mean, where do we begin?
Man, I think we have to talk about Grosso.
I think we got to give it up to Grosso. Yeah. Have a minute here. Super legendary dude. If you skateboard and you don't know who Grosso is, you're not a skateboarder.
Yeah, you need to give your skateboard away.
You need to figure shit out.
Right.
So, yeah, man, I hear heart attack. You know, I've heard things through the grapevine. I don't know what to believe, but the main thing is we lost a fucking legend and a straight-up dude.
Straight-up, yeah.
Completely embodied all of the attitudes that we've all had for so many years.
Well, he told the truth, and he didn't, and he wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to hold anything back. And that was, mm-hmm. he talked to you the way he skated, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, his skateboarding was on. And it was aggressive, and, you know, that's the way he talked. And I'll never forget, it was one of the pool parties. I can't remember which one it was. It was a while back, but they were calling the hip the Duncan.
The Duncan.
Because apparently Dave Duncan had gone and done something crazy on it. And, you know, so the announcers are like, oh, up over the Duncan. And fucking Jeff Grosso let
Stop
loose.
Calling it Duncan. It's not a fucking Duncan.
It's yeah. called a hip, motherfuckers. Just because some coke addict did something stupid, you don't name it after him, is what he said. And
That's
I was
exactly
like, this
right.
is great. And those two announcers, they were fucking like, they were, I don't know if they were scared or what,
right.
but because they had picture in picture at that time, uh-huh. you know, cause they didn't really let Jeff, you know, up there for the whole thing.
No. So, they had small doses. And yeah. even when Tony Hawk did the last one or two, maybe, I don't remember, but, and you could just see that Tony Hawk was waiting for Grosso to say something that he wouldn't know how to respond to. You
right.
know what I mean? He
right.
had that look on his face. And I love Tony Hawk. I mean, great skater. But it seems to me that Tony Hawk's never really had a great sense of humor or the best social skills.
Or maybe he's really reserved and he doesn't let it out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think that might be more it, because I went back and watched a bunch of the love letters. And there were some moments in, you know, Jeff and Tony were talking, and this was the one about, you know, music and skating and punk rock and things like that. And Tony was like, oh man, this band and this band. And he kind of got, it looked like he almost got a little vulnerable around Jeff, you know, and it was really cool to see that because, you know, these, you know, we don't see this in those dudes very often, you know, but they get around, they get on a camera and they get around somebody that they know. And, you know, it's Jeff Grosso, man. You know, I like, I watched someone with Rowley last night. It was fucking, that was rad, man. God damn it.
Yeah, so I need to watch a few of those.
Yeah,
I need to
catch pretty good up stuff. On those.
Yeah, man, I haven't been doing jack shit.
So where have you been, man? So by the way, man, Jeff Grosso, thanks for everything. You're legend. I'll never forget you.
Nope.
And I know a lot of people out there, you know, will always say your name with a high regard, brother.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Most people.
Yeah. Most people.
And there's some people out there who don't like me, so I imagine there's some people out there who don't like Jeff Grosso.
A lot of people out there that don't like you, dude, but fuck them. We don't care.
Fuck them.
So, man, I've been kind of holed up in my place. I remember we were going to jump back on and do number 13, Coffin in Texas. Not at that time. Would have been dropping in Texas.
It would have been dropping in Texas.
Now we're at number 13, and we had planned to have a couple guests for this, but as all this shit has unraveled, we're lucky. I mean, I've been in my place for 3 weeks. You've been in yours for almost five.
Almost five.
This is the closest I've been to a person other than handing my daughter and her mother a couple bags of groceries a week and a half ago.
Through a window.
With a mask on and sanitizer in hand. So I'm pretty sure that I've followed the official rules of isolation, the whatever we have in place right now, which is interesting. On the way over here, I passed Bull Creek, and it was fucking full of people.
Yeah. No,
full of people.
I went down South Austin last weekend, and the Greenbelt, I mean, it was as many cars as...
Yeah.
As usual, ever, excuse me. Yeah, as many cars as usual. It was like, what the fuck? I mean, look, you know, hey, look, I get it. You know, you got to keep living. You know, live till you die, all those things. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't, if I were carrying something, I would feel terrible if I got somebody sick.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's why I've only gotten close to you once since you've been here. And that was when you handed me something. So your arm's at least 3 feet long and mine's at least 3 feet long.
Yeah, right now so we're
6 feet apart. Yeah, our faces are 6 feet apart. Yeah.
Not now. Now they are. Now they're not.
Let me move back. There we go. I'll move back just a wee little bit.
There we go. Now I moved over a foot. So we're
good. Yeah, man. So, you know, we've got, you know, so what? So, you know, today's Easter and St. Patrick's Day just passed as well. And, you know, we've all been locked up and, well, not locked up, but, you know, self-isolation and whatnot. And that gets a little interesting. But you had some other things going on before all this. Do you want to talk about that or do you want to
I could update everything here since I'm not doing a lot of social media right now. I went in to get this scan back in November so that I could proceed with this bone marrow transplant thing. And they found a little something in my throat. So we went and took it out. A week later, I went back to get the staples out, and he said, "No, you have you got thyroid cancer, so we're going to take that out." So the next day, I went back in, cut open the same scar that he used to pull the little tumor out, pulled out my thyroid. I'm on thyroid meds every day. I just had a bone scan and another CT on Thursday to see if we got it all out. Maybe we did. Hopefully we did. Maybe we didn't. And if we didn't, then that's something else I got to deal with in the future. But I don't know yet. Didn't get a call from my doctor on Friday. So I'm just kind of waiting around. I feel fine. I feel good.
Except mentally.
It's been a hard 3 weeks, man. My daughter's birthday was fucking yesterday. And she was isolated with her mom. I'm isolated. You know, I would have loved to have gone over and given her a fucking bunch of hugs. But it's not safe for her. It's not safe for me. And who knows, really, man? I don't want to get all into conspiracies, but who really knows what the fuck is going on with this? Obviously there's shit that we don't know, but the safest thing for everybody to do is just kind of wait until this curve gets flattened out completely, and then rethink the way that you're going to communicate and things that you're going to do. Yeah. How much you clean your house, how much you wipe your door handles and your steering wheel and your radio knob and.
If anything, you become way more aware of how often you actually touch your face.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is crazy. Like, my nose itches. Oh, whoa, don't.
Yeah.
You know, wiggle your nose, pretend you're, you know, I call it, I'm pretending I'm Genie, right?
Yeah. So, or you know, Bewitched.
Or Bewitched.
Samantha Stevens.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what her name, I do believe that's what her name was. Yeah, because, but Larry Hagman was in I Dream of Genie.
Yes, he was.
He was later J.R.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about him is he went through a bunch of alcoholism and all that, and then he ate some mushrooms at the end of his life when, and that took away completely 100% his fear of death.
Yeah, right? And also his addiction to alcohol.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Weird. It's weird what, you know, these natural medicines can really do, right?
Yeah.
So, but we're not going to get into all that because we could go down conspiracy road. I'm not wearing my tinfoil hat, so
no,
I don't necessarily
either.
Think we're going to do that. But but I want to call out, man. So we came in with Sweet Daddy. You know, we've done that before, but, you know, it's, you know, the song's called Parallelogram, but, you know, opens up with, you know, get on out there and have yourself a good time. I want to give a big shout out to the guys in the band, man. They played a gig at House of Rock in Corpus Christi. There was a sound guy and a camera guy, and they aired it live on YouTube.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
And there were donations getting passed around, and they donated all that back to all of the staff and employees in the food service industry. So big shout out to the guys over at Sweet Daddy, man. You guys rock. And
that was a good set.
And it was a great set, man. It was a great set. So it's on YouTube, man. Just go to the House of Rock YouTube channel. It's in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I think it's House of Rock CC Tex, something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember, but you can subscribe to the because they're doing that.
They're constantly doing that, and they have four up now.
Okay.
four shows that they've done. So, but yeah, man, big shout out to the guys, the Sweet Daddy, man.
And thanks for letting us use your music. The one reason we're able to use their music is they've given us permission. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, we'd be playing a bunch of punk rock shit from the 80s and stuff, which is our era, you know.
Right.
That's where
Sweet Daddy comes from.
Our heyday, yeah. Exactly. We'd have to pay somebody for that, and we don't pay really anything to do this podcast. This is all just for us and for you guys. So,
yeah. So thanks a lot, Jerry, thanks. Nathan, Chris, Kelly.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
We
you guys
appreciate
rock.
It. Yep.
Yep.
So, fuck, man. Wow. So much shit is going on.
Have you done any skateboarding?
I just did. And I skated from my truck into your garage to cut those transitions.
Oh, by the way, we just cut some new transitions for my ramp rebuild. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the plywood I got, I got four sheets of plywood, and three of them were shit. So I had it delivered because I couldn't go to the store and get it, right? So, I think I'll mask up and I'll head over to the lumber store.
Yeah.
And
get some more. Get this thing built so we can have a after COVID session podcast.
Yeah, we could do the post COVID sessions.
The post COVID sessions.
Post COVID
right,
sessions.
This is episode 13 of Dropping in Texas, also known as episode 001 of the COVID cast. So you don't have to remember that. We probably won't either.
Now we're going to
episode 13.
I mean, I've forgotten everything. So how's the isolation treating you, man? Because I can say for me that it's a fine line between insanity and, like, I'm really liking this. Am I really liking this, or am I just fucking losing my shit?
Yeah, you're just trying to figure out if you really like it. But if you say you really hate it, then it's much easier to feel horrible about it,
right.
I think. So
right.
I don't like it at all, man. I'm up, and it's, for me, I have this one little bit of happiness, and it's my patio. Are you about to cough? What are you doing? Oh my god,
I was gonna sneeze.
Oh shit,
it's okay.
You sneezed under the table.
Nope, I'm good.
You sneezed on the dogs.
I sneezed on my leg.
Awesome.
What are you doing? Sneezing on my leg.
Sneezing on my leg. So I have this view of this little preserve.
Yeah, it's a little,
off of
it's
my
a
balcony.
Beautiful.
So when I get to feeling really bad, and I have been feeling really bad the last couple of days, a lot of it's anxiety about these scans that I just did. You know, my neck still hurts from the surgery, so I don't try not to confuse my neck still healing with the fact that maybe there's some active demons in there eating me up, and so it's just something I'm going to have to deal with in the future, and we'll see how it goes. So it's been horrible, dude. I don't think I've had any vegetables in like 4 days. I cooked all those, and I was actually going to get out and go to the store today, and then I realized it's Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that all the stores are going to be closed because it's Easter. Everything's closed except convenience stores. Mm-hmm. And so I had to stop. I had to get some cat food.
Yeah, I wouldn't be buying vegetables at a
convenience
store, man.
So with this one up here,
yeah,
as you're right by the bar,
That store is terrible, man. Smells like raw sewage every time you go in
there. He's got 55 or 50-pound bags of brown rice, like up by the register.
Yeah.
They have all this shit. They've got latex
gloves. And he yells and she yells, "You want rice?
Next.
It's you want rice? Dude. No rice. You sure I got rice?" Hell. You know, fucking, yeah. No, he's really aggressive.
His very, B. very aggressive.
I don't know his real name, but he just called me B. All right. You want rice? No, I'm good, man.
It's fucking good. I don't need 800 pounds of rice, dude. You get sick of eating that shit. Yeah. You put soy sauce on it, peanut butter on it, some Worcestershire, a little mustard.
I like it with the steak blood.
Steak blood. Mm-hmm. That's the best, man. Yeah. Yeah, broccoli with steak blood and rice. It's fantastic. Yeah. So I've been eating eggs, bacon, sausage. I've been drinking chicken, organic chicken bone broth, making noodle soup out of that. Haven't been eating much sugar, trying not to eat sugar at all. Nope. Haven't been drinking sodas, haven't been drinking beer. I've been drinking bourbon. If I'm drinking, it's bourbon because it's easy. Mm-hmm. You go one time, mm-hmm. get a handle, and then you have a sip of bourbon.
And it tastes delicious.
And it'll last a while. It's fucking awesome.
Just get a little on your lips.
I've watched every zombie movie that I can think of.
I'm watching these weird disaster movies. Man,
watched those too. Yeah.
I watched this really awesome, I think it's Swedish disaster movie called The Wave.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking great.
It's pretty good.
It was really
good. It's pretty good.
Yeah. If you don't mind reading subtitles, it was a really fucking good movie. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
About a giant wave.
Yeah. That was caused by...
I don't remember what
it was caused by the side of a mountain due to the tectonic activity.
Right.
It sheared off and landed in the fjord.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Where Monty Python was pining for in, no, sorry. I've done the same thing. I get up and I've been working from home. So I've had that luxury that I still have my job. Number one. But we're working from home, as you can tell with my office being right here where we're podcasting, or we're recording this podcast, but Sundays are the hardest day for me. Monday through Friday, I am easily distracted by work because if you've never worked from home, what you find is that you actually work a lot more than when you're actually at the office. And this, I know that sounds weird, but like at the office, I have to leave my desk to go,
Talk to someone. You got to answer questions face to face.
Yeah.
Got to get up and go down the hall to the pisser.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Pick something up in the paper room.
Right. Or you go to lunch, you go to the cafe if you stay on campus, or you leave campus and you come back and you're away from everything for however long you're at lunch. Here, I go throw my lunch in the toaster oven because I don't use a microwave, by the way. Tinfoil hat kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
But I throw my shit in the toaster oven. The thing goes ding. The timer goes ding. And I come back and I eat my lunch and I go back to work immediately. I don't take a lunch break. And so I've been working like 12-hour days.
Yeah, you don't have campus distractions.
Right. But I'm distracted enough by work that I'm not like, oh, I'm fucking losing my mind over here, right? Mm-hmm. It's Sunday rolls around and I've cleaned the house. I've done all the laundry. I've cooked all the food, and it starts to sink in.
Uh-huh.
It starts to sink in.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've seen you in 5 weeks.
Dude.
So 5 weeks.
It's been terrible.
Yeah, you're the only person I've seen in 5 weeks other than the people at the random store that I go to once every 2 weeks.
And your roommate, Dennis.
And my housemate, Dennis. He's not my roommate.
Yeah, y'all don't just live in the same room. If you needed to, you could. You could cuddle if you get really lonely.
If you're my friend, take that back.
Fuck.
You turned it down.
There we go.
You might as well turn it back up. Turn that pot back up. There you go. There you go.
That's good.
So yeah, it's hard, and I've only skated a couple of times. I want to, man, Howard, Tracy, you fuckers. I love you guys.
I saw the photos of the tape of the Howard, 6 foot markers Howard, on the rack.
On the platform, Howard put tape 6 foot. So you put X's in blue painter's tape 6 foot apart.
Yep.
And so we were skating. We were always 6 foot apart. And it was awesome, man. And, because that was the first time when I went to go skate, that was the first time I'd actually seen anybody in 2 weeks.
Right.
And, I'm pretty much an introvert just by nature. But that's also by choice. Right. Yeah. Like, are you going to go skate? Yeah, I'm going to go skate. Or you going to stay home tonight? Yeah, I'm staying home tonight. I've had enough. Mm-hmm. Right. I've seen enough. But when it's imposed, it really makes you want to break kind of that piece of introversion that lives within inside you or lives inside you down a little bit further. So when this is all over, I'm probably going to go out a lot more than I did, which is also kind of scary.
Well, there's the problem that they're talking about. Right. Is like, everybody goes out and they look, if it were me right now, and if I had the money, I'd buy stock in Trojan condoms, pregnancy tests, and lube. Because people are going to be doing a lot of fucking here soon. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Or, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like.
I was thinking about investing in some blended oil funds. Because as soon as all this is over, people are going to start traveling. And gas prices are going to go up. So,
yeah, gas is like cheap right now.
Yeah, I know. It's feeling like the 90s, man.
It's great. I'm saving money on gas.
Well, I'm saving money. I haven't eaten out. In fucking, I can't remember when.
Yep, nope.
I mean, I went to the grocery store and I spent like $230 worth of groceries.
Yeah.
And I came home and I still, and that was 2 weeks ago, and I still have stuff.
I
still have stuff. So,
well, I haven't been eating as much as I should be.
And neither have I. And I've been eating very little. I think I've lost about 10 pounds. And, you know, I know all the stuff on the social media is like, oh, you're going to gain, you know, I've gained my COVID 15, you know. Yeah, 15 pounds. I gained 15 pounds during the COVID quarantine.
Because all I'm doing is sitting around eating?
Yeah, yeah, is that all you're
not
doing?
Not that way for me.
No, I mean, and you know, when I get depressed, I don't eat a lot. And so I will say that, you know, the isolation has led to some depression. So, here's the thing. I want to move on from this topic because I'm pretty sure everybody else is feeling this way.
Uh-huh.
And if anything, man, I just want to reinforce the fact that it's going to get better.
Yeah, eventually it'll get better. But we can't jump the fucking gun when they say... I mean, you know, we could turn this into your thoughts and my thoughts based on tinfoil hats, but we're not going to do that. We'll do that with you individually in person when we see you next time.
What I'll say is, man, hey, man, supplement your immune system, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, however you get that, I don't care.
Multivitamins every day.
Fine, no big deal. Drink a lot of OJ. I've been drinking a lot of OJ with pineapple juice mixed in with it. It's fucking delicious.
Pineapple juice is good for dudes.
Yeah, it's a good men's health.
Right.
Product.
Cranberry juice is good for your urinary
tract.
Yep. Yes, your health.
Well, thank you, doctor.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Using the whole fist, doctor.
Yeah. Moon River. Yeah. Do we want to talk about that? No, I don't want to talk about my prostate exam last year. That was terrible.
So the shitty thing is that all the Vans Park Series shit's not going to happen right now. This is when we start the Park Series.
Right.
Would have been, I don't know when the first one was scheduled, but the pool party typically happens during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball got canceled. Did you hear that in, I guess, Arizona, where the Diamondbacks play, they were thinking about moving all the teams and housing them in Arizona, testing all the players, and then playing all the MLB games at one stadium.
How are you going to do that?
They're all going to have training, and there's only 36 or 7 baseball teams, professional baseball teams.
Right, but if all 37 of them play in one day, that means they have 37 stadiums.
No, they won't. They'll do one game at a time, rotating the teams in one stadium.
Are they going to shorten the season? They'd have to shorten this. They'd have to shorten the number of games played.
I think that, yeah, because it would lengthen the season. Right. But they may be, you know, baseball already, they play 100 and something games.
Baseball
is
so long. It's like,
I think it's second to hockey. Hockey, I think, has the longest professional season.
Yeah.
But what's weird is that they have been playing like old Super Bowls and old World Series and old Stanley Cup playoffs, like on the weekends, like everything. Yeah. It really fucks you up.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh no, they're just showing us this.
They need to have the overlay that says, you know, like on screen, that says, you know, recorded 1999 right. or whatever year. Yeah. You know,
so. That's weird. It's fucking weird. But you know, weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when we grew up, we had nothing but reruns on. You know, I mean, like. Constant Adams Family Munsters and you
remember
know,
rerun
and
from
rerun from What's Happening?
What's Happening?
Yeah, it was What's Happening?
What's Happening?
Yeah,
rerun, yeah. And then yeah. it was the spinoff was Shirley had a show after that.
I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. All I can tell you, man, is I've been looking for great screenshots of Mr. Roper. From
talking about Brett?
Not Brett. Brett, I love you, brother. Hey, man, I hope you heal up real quick.
Dude, heal up, Roper.
Right, heal up,
we
brother.
We should call him.
Yeah, call him.
Call him right now.
Yeah, let's call him.
You have his number in there, right?
I got his number.
All right, yeah. We're going to call Roper.
We're going to call Texas Glitter right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's see what he's doing.
See if he'll pick up. He might be, I don't know, he might be out, like, picnicking with mask on. So, if you don't know, our buddy, our good buddy, one of my best friends in this life since I was 15 years old, 16 years old, and then...
Calling him right now.
Broke his fucking elbow, neck.
But broke it bad.
Real bad.
Like a clean break and a big chip. All right, I'm calling him right now. Here we go. Turn the phone up. Yeah, there it is. Okay, you got it. It's good. Call this guy right now. Come on.
Pick up, Holmes. And if he doesn't pick up, we're going to call Makarski.
Yeah, Makarski. Well, he's out in Arizona, so.
Is it ringing?
I don't hear it.
I don't either.
You got it turned up, right?
I got to, yeah, it's up. Phone is up. It's plugged in, right?
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
There we go.
Okay, turn it up a little bit more. Turn up all the way. I love how we're quiet. It's pretty ridiculous.
We're waiting for something.
We're waiting for something. I don't think he's going
to
answer.
Hold on. Let it go. I'm going to text him and tell him to answer.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to call him back. So, while we're waiting on this, we'd like to talk about our lack of sponsors. I'm going to hang up. Wait.
You've reached Brett?
No.
Yeah. All right.
So, we are provisionally sponsored by... Aleve.
Isopropyl alcohol,
91%.
Purell hand and body sanitizer, baby wipes, Clorox.
Yeah.
And coconut oil for those lonely days and nights.
I know, it smells so fantastic. Leaves you smelling so fresh.
Yeah, so those are the COVID cast sponsors. And I got to say, like, Duke's sausage sticks are pretty awesome too. And when you need a quick snack, maybe
so
cheese.
You know, some of my lunch, man, I'm going to give a big shout out to Sandwich Brothers, right? Sandwich Bros.
Sandwich Bros.
B-R-O-S, period. Go to H-E-B, man. They have their little pita pockets with egg and cheese. They're delicious. This is what I've been eating for lunch every day.
I love those.
And you know what? And by the way, they're relatively healthy. They're not healthy, but they're not bad for you. So they're delicious, man. The egg and cheese ones are my favorite. So...
Let's call Kenny now. Okay,
I'll call Kenny. Let's call Kenny.
Wait, let me text Kenny and tell him we're about to call. No, fuck it.
No, I'm just going to call him.
See
if he answers. I mean, I'm sure he'll answer.
I think we just call everybody.
We're going to just call everybody.
Five minutes with everyone. See how they're doing.
Right. That'd be rad. All right, here we go. I'll do that. And if we can't get Kenny, then we'll just call somebody randomly who might not even ride skateboards.
Just make up a number.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, COVID. You don't know us, but you're on a podcast.
Right. You know, and I never call anybody. I'm like, dude, are you okay?
Right.
They'd be worried that I'm calling.
Right.
He ain't going to answer either.
What does it say?
Burner Harrison.
Burner.
He got it.
Happy Easter.
Hey, brother, how's it going, man? We're recording, man, so we thought we'd give you a call and see how the fuck you're doing.
You're live, Holmes, on the COVID cast.
I just rolled and had my jollies with some dough.
Right.
Felt good, too.
Fantastic, man. So how are you doing? You holding up all right up there?
Oh, yeah, man. We're doing pretty good. Can't complain. There's not shit to do, but
yeah.
We go for bike rides. Me and Maggie just went for a bike ride a little while ago. I just dropped her off. And now we're making things called doubles from Trinidad and Tobago, and I get to roll out the dough, so I was a very happy camper.
When you're rolling out the dough, make sure you roll it slow. If you roll the dough too quick, baby Bob can make you sick.
Yeah, that's the truth of it right there. You hit the nail on the head.
You remember that
shit? How y'all doing,
man? Well, we're here, dude. It's been hard, you know.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen my daughter in weeks.
Yeah.
My son's in Massachusetts, you know, stuck up there. Yeah. So this is the first time that I've seen my homie here in weeks, or really anybody else. Leela came by and brought me some Cheez-Its about a week ago. And then she got mad because my neighbor and I were talking about bullshit videos that we've seen. And she got all red in the face and took off. And that was that. But.
Yeah, but you know,
well, it sucks, dude.
Yeah, it fucking does.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody. Who did I see the other day? Oh, Maggie's jiu-jitsu people came over and brought us cookies, but it was like sit in the front yard 20 feet away from each other and wave hello, you know?
Yeah. But dude, I want to thank you for your little Facebook broadcast of your little live session with your baritone man. Ukulele, man. That was fantastic.
Yep.
It was great. Well, we're going to do another one probably this weekend. Me and Maggie will. We're bored. So that day weekend we were bored. It was raining all goddamn weekend, so we couldn't go on a bike ride.
Yeah.
Sitting there looking at Maggie and me, just sitting there staring at each other. There's no TV, no nothing. It's like, goddamn, we got to do something.
That's when you look at her, look at Maggie and say, hey, what do you say? Me and you go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then nothing, right? It's just, you know, like, well, okay. Well, then what, right? Well, we're just going to go in the kitchen. Let's just get up and do something. Yeah, and the rain's been fucking killing me, man, because,
yeah.
You know, I've got the majority of the lumber and wood that I need for the rebuild of my ramp in the backyard, but I can't get out there because it's fucking constantly wet and muddy. So, you know.
Yeah, I can totally agree, man. It's been sucks when it rains, man.
Let me ask this.
We found a new ditch up here that I went and skated with Jeff and Andrew the other day. That was about a week ago.
How is it?
The days are all bleeding together now.
Yeah, I don't even. There's no more Saturdays or Sundays, man. It's just tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, I got furloughed on Monday, so I don't have.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
How long are you on?
Huh? I have no idea.
Okay.
Today I got through to unemployment, so I signed up for that today.
Man, that's been a bitch,
Yesterday. Yeah, dude, I've been trying for a week, and finally yesterday just decided to try and got on and build it all out and crap. But the ditch is freaking, dude. It's beautiful.
Where's it at?
It's awesome. Awesome. It's right under 183A. It's right where we found it because we've been riding on Brushy Creek, the trail there.
Right.
And we went all the way down to the Y, and it's sitting right there at the beginning of the trailhead. There's a parking lot there, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. So wait a minute, is that the one that I saw y'all carve around the corner right there with the two drainage holes?
Yeah.
That thing looks rad.
Looks fun.
Yeah, okay.
It's got a roll in all the way from the top of the freeway for people like Bryce and people who
if their feet are on their board, they're gonna roll away.
Yeah.
If their feet are near their board,
like Harley,
you can walk up, you know what I mean, a couple feet and get enough speed to get around the corner, and it's got lines where you can keep your speed. It was fun. Now, that was the last time I skated. That was probably 2 weeks ago.
I went over to Howard and Tracy's and skated. I think, was it last weekend or the weekend before? I can't remember.
Last weekend.
Yeah. That was the first time I skated. Well, so it was.
I'm just joking.
No, so but it was it's the 6 foot rule. So there were four of us, and there's only enough room to be 6 feet across on one platform. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have come down there anyway. I haven't gone down into Austin, and I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a weird.
Seriously.
So how you doing, man? You doing good emotionally? Are you?
Yeah, man.
You holding?
Yeah, I'm doing real, real good. Actually, I'm in the best shape, dude. I started working out, doing push-ups and sit-ups, and dude, I am like. Look like a fucking Adonis.
You feel good? That your body feel better for getting, you know, some non-skate
skate-related
working out?
My back's healed up. My knees have healed up.
Sweet.
So that means...
Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I was just going to say that me and Maggie have just been... All we do is ride the bike literally 10 or 15 miles a day, you know what I mean? Going 2 bike rides a day. It's a 6-mile circuit that we do, and then if we go off and go on the actual trails, and we do that too. Literally all we freaking do, man.
Yeah. See, I need to get a bike now.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, I love it. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I fucking love it, dude. And after the first 3 or 4 days where you like hurt and you're tired, then your muscles get used to it. And then now it's just like, you know, I ride over to her house every day and pick her up and then ride around.
Right on.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Everybody on your end doing good though, man. Andrea,
yeah,
Neil,
Christopher,
everybody. Christopher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christopher's uncle, he had an 80-year-old uncle that got the COVID. And looking back on it now, it looks like they all had it the week before his uncle went in the hospital because they were all sick and they thought they had the flu and they were sick for about 10 or 15 days, 2 weeks. And then he went in the hospital and had pneumonia and they tested him and he came back negative. And then 2 days after he got out of the hospital with the pneumonia, he woke Christopher up at like 3 a.m. so I need to go back to the hospital. And they went back and he was positive. So they think that he had a false negative and that they all had it. But they're all out of quarantine now, so they're all good. But yeah, everybody else is up here is good. You know, my parents haven't, we saw them today for the first time in shit a month, but only from, we were standing on the street and they were sitting on the front porch. My older sister is like a Nazi, so.
Speaking of Nazis, what's the protocol over at Brushy Creek Skate Park? Are they, do they have,
it's closed, man.
It's closed.
Right, but did they, are they ticketing kids that are, because I've seen, I still see videos of people skating.
Well,
spots.
They just closed the park, the skate park they closed, I think, on Thursday. They officially closed the skate park where you can't go anymore. Because I had gone there a couple times a few weeks ago, and I, before we would go on our bike ride, we would roll around for a couple minutes. But I think the skate, but they didn't turn the lights on, so you could only go during the day. But they have officially, I think it was Thursday or Friday last week, they officially closed the skate park for good. And then all the parks are closed this weekend, and I'm hoping that they'll open up, like the trails and stuff are closed. This, I mean, every freaking park in Cedar Park is closed.
Well, they put police tape up around Wells Branch, so.
Yeah. I think that's what they did at Brushy. I haven't been over there this weekend, but we're going to go over there tomorrow. But I know that in the parks we went, Maggie has a trail around a lake over by her house. And we went to go ride that on Friday, and there was a cop posted up right there at the entrance, and he was turning people away. So, and it's fucking crazy shit, dude. How are y'all doing, man?
This sucks, bro.
It does suck, man.
I mean, we're luckily, we're, and I don't know how much of a risk we're taking today. Probably not much. We've both been isolated, and I you know, I've had to go to the 3 different doctor visits on Thursday, and that was real fucking hard to maintain my positive mental.
Was it update, or did they do a test or something?
Yeah, I had to do follow-up scans from that last surgery. So, but they took my fucking temperature. I had 3 times. Yeah. I had 3 wristbands on because I had to go in the morning, get a shot. Then at 3 hours later, I had to come back, get 1 scan. Then I had to go to another facility and get another scan and then fucking do more blood tests. So everybody was masked up. There was nobody in the building. It was creepy as hell. Cause typically when I go to my oncologist visits in the past, you couldn't find a place to sit in the lobby.
Yeah.
And part of that is because patients are bringing loved ones or caregivers or whatever, but there's fucking nobody in there. And so I've been rattled since Thursday. I've been in a real poor emotional state since Thursday. My daughter's birthday was yesterday. Couldn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
She's locked down with her mom and they're staying pretty tight as I am. You know, it's just, it's tough, man. I really needed to get out today and take the chance and do this because I think if I'd have sat home today, I'd be in the same situation I was the last 2 days and I had to break that. So.
Yeah. Well, more power to you, dude. I mean, that's the hardest part. I'm lucky because I have my sister and Neil and Ella, and I get Maggie every day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm lucky that I have that human contact, you know what I mean? But, dude, that's the hardest. Everybody that I've been talking to, that's the hardest part for them. They're basically alone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And it's like you can only text and talk on the phone so much before you actually need that face-to-face, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, every day, I text Chase every day just to check in with him, you know, and he texts me back or he texts me before I get to him. And today, you know, I was telling him, you know, like during the week I have, you know, because I'm working from home, I have work to keep me distracted. But, you know, come Sunday, and it's always Sunday. Sunday is the day that it really hits me hard. And so I texted him this morning and he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm getting ready to cut some transitions. And, and so, I got all that laid out and he showed up and, you know, I was like, look, dude, I mean, you know, we stay 6 feet apart. He's not coughing. I'm not coughing.
I mean, I'm not,
and I know that he's been alone. Like I've been alone for fucking 5 weeks, 3 weeks, however long he's been alone. But you know, I'm not terribly concerned with him infecting me or me infecting him any way, shape or form. So, you know, when he pulled up, man, I had a smile on my face, but I kind of hid it so he couldn't see that I was happy to see him. you know,
it was amazing to get out of the truck and walk up the familiar driveway into the garage where we used to do so much shit.
I mean, dude, for a long, I mean, for
printing shirts, printing making shirts, rails, making skateboards, man. Like, I mean, it's your deal, but
talking shit.
Yeah. And it felt good to stand in the sun for 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, man,
get in
the goddamn sun, dude.
I got to get my bike out, and I got to start riding. I've got.
Hope you got a big trunk. I'm going to put my bike in it. Sorry, movie quote crap.
But, yeah, that's something that if this shit keeps going, you know, for more and more. I feel like it's been so hardcore for the past 3 weeks, and I feel like as soon as any news media starts to say the curve is flattening, people are going,
they're gonna leave, we can go, they're gonna fuck it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're already doing it today, man. I saw people having parties in their front yard today.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's somebody I know, and I text her, she texted me this morning, and she's like, "Happy Easter." And I'm like, "I'm not religious, but I'm like, what are you doing?" She's like, "Oh, I'm having brunch with my friends and then a birthday barbecue." And I'm like, "Fucking what?"
Yep. That's why this shit's going on, man.
I was like, yeah. Well, you know what?
I saw your Instagram thing, Chase, and that was full on perfect, dude.
Which one?
You know what I mean? The one where it was like a 5-minute post where you were like, dude.
Yeah, that was it.
At home, because the people that aren't, that's the fucking problem. It's right. Not, you know what I mean? And it's not you that I'm worried about getting sick. It's people like me, you know what I mean, that have like compromised immune systems or have some underlying condition or something like that. That's why I started working out, dude. I take all these vitamins and work out because, dude, I have a fucked up immune system. And it's like, dude, I got to be in the best shape that I can be in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I should be doing more. What supplements are you currently taking?
I'm taking fish oil because I think I have low testosterone because I was starting to become a woman and growing hips and shit like that.
Tits? How are your tits? Are they nice?
No, I think it's the I think it's the amount of estrogen that's in the fucking Austin water supply.
Must be.
Maybe, dude, because I started taking some antidepressants, and that's what it is. And anyway, I'm taking fish oil because when I thought I did, I like was researching all this stuff that I, you know, that I could get testosterone, boost my testosterone output. And so I started taking fish oil and this some weird fucking Indian herb called ashwagandha, something like that.
Yep.
Ashwanda. And then I take turmeric every day, and I take 3 vitamin C. What is it? 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C every day.
Yeah, yeah. I do the vitamin C. I do the turmeric. I do vitamin D. I do 5,000 units of vitamin D.
Yeah.
What else am I taking? You know, because I get high cholesterol. I do red rice yeast. What else do I have? I think that's about all I take. And then, you know, man, I make tomato juice. So I make a lot of tomato juice.
And I started doing smoothies every fucking morning with protein powder and spirulina in it.
Yeah. And I started doing, whenever I go to HEB, I get the orange juice that also has pineapple juice in it. I was mentioning this earlier, that stuff is delicious, man. For as far as food wise is concerned, I mean, I haven't had any fast food. I barely eat sugar. I haven't had a soda in God knows how long. And man, I feel good. Like physically, I feel good. It's just that emotional aspect of like, fuck, I have to do this. At first I was like, man, I got this. I spend a lot of time alone anyway, you know? No, man, it's starting to get to me. Get to me. So like I said,
cabin
fever,
man.
Yeah. I was like, Chase, come over. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
I wear a mask if I have to go to the store. I've only gone to the store now 10 days or something before we all were kind of ordered to shelter in place and businesses were ordered to close. I was working at a gun shop.
Yeah.
And all I was doing was processing background checks. My friend owns a gun shop. And dude, it was insane. We'd have 30 fucking people in the shop at one
conservatives,
time.
Liberals, moderates, all buying guns.
Everybody who said we don't need guns for protection was there buying guns protection.
What's the most powerful thing you got? I want the 40 magazine clip.
Yeah, well, so the thing was is that people, I was doing all the paperwork, and people would come up to me. I'd have a line down one whole display counter, two maybe, of... You know, Nick's check paperwork with someone's ID on top of it. And someone would come up to me and say, here's my paperwork. And I say, okay, well, which firearm is this for? And they're like, I don't know. What do I need? And I'm like, well, what do you need it for? And knowing the answer to that question, I would ask anyway. And they're like, well, fucking protection, home defense. I'm like, okay, well, and I'd have to go through it with all these people. It was really tiring. I had just had surgery.
What were they mostly buying, man?
Is that Uzi for defense, sir?
Whatever we had left, Kenny.
Yeah.
Whatever was left in the shop, all the ARs were gone. All the AR-22s were gone. All the semi-auto 22 rifles were gone. All the shotguns were gone. Most of the 9mm and 40 caliber pistols were gone. The only thing we really had left the day that I stopped working and started isolating were really expensive shit, like CZ Scorpion pistols for $1,800. We had one. Somebody bought one of them, but, you know, and not any of those. Out of a whole week of doing paperwork for 9 hours a day, only one of those people had a license to carry, so they did not have to go through the actual background check. You do have to fill out paperwork, but dude, there were people from all over the place coming in, and mainly they wanted ammo, and nobody had ammo at that already. The ammo was gone everywhere, so it was insane, dude. And I started to get, like, when I started isolating a couple of days after, I started thinking, well, fuck, how many cases were in Bastrop? Because it's in Cedar Creek, 10 minutes from Bastrop. Right. So at that time, the day that I isolated, there was only one case in Bastrop, and there were only 60 in Travis. So I said, okay, now it's time for me to go home and stay home for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing 3 fucking weeks. And today's been good. My neck is still a little sore from surgery 5 weeks ago. Yeah. You know, so I'm just trying to hang in, man. Trying to stay as positive as I can possibly be.
Yeah.
And trying not to watch too much news.
Yeah, dude. Well, I quit watching that shit when it first started.
Yeah,
I hadn't even watched it.
Yeah.
I have been, Ty, you know, I've been going, or you know too, Chase, I've been going through a bad spot anyway.
Right.
Before all this started happening. And so I had quit, dude, totally. I pretty much isolated anyway. I mean, I interacted with my sister and my brother-in-law, and I went to work, you know, but other than that, I didn't listen to the news. I wasn't listening to the music. I wasn't watching TV. I wasn't watching videos. My Instagram, I was just taking pictures and literally just posting pictures of flowers, you know, because I was the only thing that I could find that was pretty, you know what I mean, that was actually bringing me any kind of joy. And so I was just doing that shit. You know, and so I hadn't watched any news when all this shit had gone on, and my sister was like, well, are y'all going to close? Are y'all going to close? And I was like, I don't know. What the fuck are you even talking about, dude?
Yeah.
About COVID. I saw the last time I heard about COVID, there were like 3 people had died in China or some shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And all this fucking stuff came up. But I will tell you, not to sound like an infomercial, man, but what helped me out of the place that I was before, because that's kind of where y'all are now, you know what I mean? Where, dude, I would go out and the sun would be, it was a beautiful day, and I was just like, dude, fucking life sucks, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Literally, I was like, there was the sun, there's not a cloud in the sky, and it would still look like it was a fucking overcast sky. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah, we've had some weird weather this past month.
Yeah, and then it would rain for fucking like 2 weeks straight, you know what
I mean?
Atypical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I started meditating, dude, and I know it sounds fucking hokey and shit.
No,
dude,
it's not.
I started doing it, and I told myself, I'm going to fucking do this every fucking day, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I got a book is by this dude. Well, if y'all want to know it, I'll tell it to you. But
yes,
please.
His name's Thich Nhat Hanh, and it's a book about Buddhism, and it doesn't say anything hokey. It's just basically teaching you about what it is, you know what I mean, and what but underlying philosophy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I told myself, I'm going to do this shit every fucking day. You know, I do 5 minutes in the morning, and I started with 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. And for a while, I was just doing it all the fucking time because I was so fucking depressed. But
yeah,
once I got into the rhythm of doing it, you know what I mean, then I cut down to once in the morning for 5 minutes, and I'll do it 30 minutes a night. Dude, it has fucking been life changing, dude. And that's when I started fucking working out, you know what I mean? Or just I don't, I'm not like working out with weights or shit. I'm just doing like push-ups.
Yeah, you're staying
like
active.
Stomach crunches, dude. Yeah. I do like 3 minutes in the morning and then 2 more times during the day, you know, and started riding the bike and Dude, it has been fucking life changing, dude.
Text me the title of the book.
Yeah,
and the author.
Text it, and we'll put it on the page if anybody else wants to. And look, if it works for you, dude, and keeps you mentally healthy, hokey or not, fuck it. If it works, it works.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. Well, that's what I told myself, man, and it has been fucking life changing. You know what I mean? Because I'm in a place where even if I start getting depressed, I'll fucking just chill out and start take 3 or 4 breaths, you know what I mean? And it brings me back to where it's like, dude, I don't have no reason to be depressed right this second, you know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe in an hour I might have a reason, but right now this second I don't have a fucking reason.
And
so,
that's what's important.
Shit, you know what I mean?
Keeping it in the right now, because for me all this medical shit I've gone through, I've learned and I've taught myself, and I've through my therapist is also a Buddhist, and so when I go see him, he's like, you know, calm down. The time to worry is when it's time to worry.
This is something that, you know, I have a lot of, you know, of course everybody's got a lot of friends. I've got a lot of friends that aren't skateboarding, and you know, and they were, I had a really good friend of mine, a dude named Adam. He was really worried about all this shit. And I told him, I said, look, dude, I'm not worried. And he goes, how are you not worried? And I said, I'm going to worry when I have to.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, when do you think it's time to worry? And I said, when there's no electricity and there ain't no running water, then it's time to worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, well, I never thought about it like that. And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, so quit watching TV. That's number one, right? Because I quit watching that shit a long time ago. All I do now is I check the AustinTexas.gov page.
Yeah, yeah. The count. How many cases are there?
So it's pulled up right now, Ty.
Yeah, I pulled it up. 597 confirmed cases here in Austin. 7 deaths. 106 people have recovered. And there's a little map on there too. If you're not aware of this, you live in Austin, Texas. It's what is that URL? Hang on a second. It's AustinTexas.gov/COVID-19. It's got a little map. You can click on your zip code, and it'll tell you how many cases are in your zip code.
And dude, let me say this: for those numbers, in our city of over 1 million fucking
people
in our metroplex, we're doing really
well. We're doing
really
well. Yeah.
This shit is working here. It's not working so great in Houston. It's not working so great in New York. They're still kind of spiking up in New York and whatever. But we have less than 600 cases in Central Texas. That it does say Central Texas, right?
Yeah, just under 600 cases in Central Texas.
So, and only 7 deaths, which is not crazy.
That's not bad at all, man.
The problem that I see happening in the future is when we get more liberated through this thing, people are just going to go, well, our numbers are way down, so the chances are way less. And well, it's true, they are, but you have to have sustainability, and it's gonna have to go for a little while. We're gonna have to do this shit for a couple months, man. And even, you know, this being an election year, this is also fucked up, but
yeah.
I don't want to talk about that.
No, we're not going to go there. But there's a lot of circumstantial shit going on and coincidental shit going on and things jumping around.
I just say this. Oh, how convenient!
How convenient!
Yeah, right. No, but hey, Kenny, man, thank you for answering the phone. We didn't tell anybody we're going to call him. So we tried to call Roper, but you know, he didn't answer. So I think
what happened with goddamn Roper? Okay. Oh. I thought he fucking broke his elbow,
Let me tell you the story.
Yeah, dude. All it is this fucking goddamn X-ray of his
dude.
So how about we let
plates and shit, dude?
No, he's not going to call us.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, then tell the story.
He's unavailable today. Okay. He's unavailable. So. He and I were doing a job together for a friend of mine getting his house ready to sell, and so we've been in close contact for the last couple months, like every day, every other day. And when I had to go in for my surgery, I didn't talk to those guys for a week or so, and kind of went out there, and everything was going fine. He was getting into the job. He's about halfway done with his job, so he decided to go. He and Will decided to go skate at Brokeback DIY, right? And they had finished. That, what do you call that? That hole, the walkway,
the broke neck,
yeah. the doorway.
So he was going over the doorway and just trying to grind frontside grind or do his famous Crail slide. Best Crail slide in the business is Brett Roper.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
does a Crail slide better than he does, in my opinion.
I think Grosso would say Grosso, that he was the only person who could do a Crail slide properly.
Who, Grosso?
No,
or Roper. Yeah, so he went over that thing, was trying to do a grind and locked up or something and went straight to the flat on his elbow. And he broke a bunch of pieces off the elbow, it looked like, from the x-ray. And he already has like 30-something screws and two plates in his arm. Like, I have 13 screws and one plate. He's got triple that shit or double that. And now he's got all these screws and pins in his elbow.
Yeah.
And so I said, Brett, were you wearing pads, dude? He's like, I had my helmet on. I said, okay, we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk. We had a whole podcast devoted to pads, or no pads. But
and as Kerry Jackson or Kai Jack would say,
don't be a pussy.
Just don't be a pussy.
Well, yeah, well, not yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'll gladly be a pussy, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I have no problem. No problem padding up. I'll wear a fucking hockey mask. I don't give a shit. Hell yeah. You know? Fucking football helmet.
I already wear padded shorts. Jesus Christ.
I know. I mean, we get older. We can't do the shit the way we used to do it. And I told him that. Nope. And he's got a young heart and a young mind. And he's the biggest heart of any fucking guy I've ever known. He just won't wear his fucking pads. He just won't wear, I mean, knee pads, dude. Helmet, knee pads. If you're going to say, I'm only going to wear one thing, wear your knee pads. He always wears his helmet. Right. Brett always wears his helmet.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Good.
Right. So let's add a couple to that. So I don't know how long it's going to be until he skates. I'm not sure if he's working. I've got to connect with him offline later.
And, yeah.
And catch up. Because like you and like Ty, we're like that. We're check-in buddies, you know. We've got to always kind of know how
I check. I check with Kimmy usually once a week. I didn't get to you this week yet because I knew I was going to call you today.
Well, that's what we're doing today. So we're checking in with Kenny today.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, brother.
You.
I was,
you know, man,
because I was worried about you that last time that we skated over at Wells, man. I mean, I could feel it. I could feel it coming off of you,
man. That was my fucking low point day, dude. And you are one of the three people that saved me that day.
Well, I love you, brother, because I'll do anything for you.
Yeah, I love you, dude, and I can't thank you enough for that one day, dude. That one session, that was the first time I skated in I don't know how long, and I was just like, fucking, that was a bad, bad day.
Well, you know, and this is, you know, one of the reasons that we talk about it on the podcast is because we all go through it, right? I mean, we hit men's health a lot, and it's not just staying physically healthy, it's staying emotionally healthy, mentally healthy, and we're all having a struggle with that. You know, man, Doug Peters was talking about, you know, what he was, you know, some of the physical stuff that he just had gone through, and we were going to bring him on the show, and that just didn't work out because I got really depressed that day that we were going to call, everybody. And I was like, okay, well, great. Because we had Joe McCarsky lined up, Sharbar lined up, and then
Mo,
and then we had Doug lined up. And man, I was in a funky space. Like, man, I texted Chase. I was like, dude, I'm super depressed today. I can't do this. And then Howard and Tracy pinged out and said, hey man, do you want to come skate? And I was like, yes. And that I got out of the house and got to go skate for a little bit. And there was that day where he put the X's on the ramp and, man, I walked away from, I mean, I didn't skate very well at all, but the fact is that I got to skate. And it did wonders, man. And, you know, I don't have a bicycle and I don't have anybody to walk with. And my neighborhood's kind of sketchy because there's like a lot of families around here. So that's supposed to be a joke, Chase.
I was sitting there wondering, like, what does he mean?
Well, because I don't have a family, right? And they see some like you know, dude walking around like, who's this that, fucking weirdo?
Like that guy that was riding down the street looking in the garages a minute ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
don't look scared, here. Pew, pew, pew.
But man, Kenny, I'm glad you're doing better, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, sounds like you're doing awesome. And that's fucking amazing for me to hear that. It makes me feel good that you're feeling good, dude. So.
Well, thank you for saying that. It makes me feel good that y'all say that about
it. Fucking A.
But if y'all want to go skate that ditch, dude, we can spread out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
Still talk, man. You know what I mean? And it's big enough to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get 6 feet to anybody. So.
Yeah.
And it gets the people out, and it gets you out, and it gets you contact. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's important.
And I'm always down to do that shit. Hell yeah, it's important, man.
It's one of the most important things that we have in this world is like physical and visual close contact with other human beings, man. People die from no contact. Animals die from no contact. Babies die from no contact. I know it sounds weird, but it's a fucking truth.
It is, and there's such a thing as a lonely heart, man. And you know, and it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I will call y'all and make y'all come and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, yes. Because, you know, sometimes I have to be fucking coerced. Yeah. Come on, dude. Oh, man. Get your fucking ass out. Okay.
Yeah. I'll bring Reese's and a cherry Coke.
Fuck, dude. I haven't had a cherry Coke in weeks, man.
Me either.
Yeah, weeks. I quit drinking Coke Zero, dude. All good. I drink good. Is fucking good. Water now.
Good. That's what
dude, all I drink is water, coffee, and milk and orange juice, and that's it.
Yeah. I'm drinking water, juice, a little bit of coffee. I make a small amount of coffee in the morning, and bourbon. That's it. That's all I need.
I could drink some bourbon right now. I was trying to talk my brother-in-law. I thought, man, we need to start smoking some weed again, dude, because we're not doing shit here. We could go out in the back and toke it up a little bit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's do it then, Andrew. What are y'all talking about over there? Nothing. You don't need to know anything that we're talking about right now.
For sure.
I don't know if that was kosher to say
whatever.
Well, you say whatever you want, man.
Our address isn't published anywhere.
Yeah.
And nobody knows where anybody lives except the guys listening to the podcast.
Yeah, except the people that have actually been here to record.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, dude. We're going to call someone else and check in with another homie. I think we're going to call Joe Makarski and see.
We're going to check in with Makarski
because we don't know where the hell he is.
He was in Arizona last time. He's in Arizona.
Is he in Arizona in the middle of the desert still?
Yeah, and so
last time I saw he was in his van life.
Yeah, yeah,
and loving it.
Dude, he's loving it, dude. Fucking, I'm closer. Every day that goes by, I'm closer and closer to that. Sell everything except my dogs and my guitars.
Buy a Winnebago, a little Jeep to tow behind it, maybe a dual sport motorcycle, and put all your guns in the RV and hit the road, man.
Then be done.
Yeah,
and be done.
Hit the fucking road, man.
Right.
Well, whoever y'all talk to, tell them I love them. I love y'all guys.
Love you too, brother.
Stay safe. Yep. I will be in contact with y'all this week sometime.
Okay. Sounds good, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Y'all take care.
You too. Right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
So I had a question. I was thinking about something earlier through all this lockdown. Have you done any board? Have you pressed any boards? I haven't made any rails. T-shirts?
So actually what I've been doing, the week before we went to lockdown, so I'm going to back up a little bit. Texas skateboarding legend, Jeff Bauer, his birthday was back right before the new year. But there was a bunch of rain going on and it was going to happen up at Four Down. And then it got moved to inside over at Guapo. And I couldn't, and then they moved it to a Sunday and I couldn't make it, but I had made Jeff a very special skateboard. And what I did is, so I talked to Rob Meyer and I was like, hey man, if y'all don't know, man, Jeff Bauer was really, really, really good friends with Jeff Phillips. And he was at Phillips skate park constantly. And, you know, those dudes were tight. And so, and Jeff Bauer was one of the original, him and Jimmy Gonzalez, two of the original dudes at Holly Hill Skate Park in 1976 in Corpus Christi. And Jeff actually just posted some footage on his Facebook page some 8mm Holly Hills footage. It was fantastic.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
Cool.
Like motorcycle helmets and shit. Fucking rad. But I made Jeff a board for his birthday, and I sent it off to him.
Take pictures of that, right?
I have pictures of it.
I'd like to post
one
of those.
And, yeah, I'll give them to you. But the graphic, and Jeff posted it too, but the graphic was Jeff Phillips' original breakout graphic, but it just said Jeff.
Right.
And on the top of the E, there was a crown because, you know, he's Texas skateboarding royalty. And it was his 65th birthday. Sorry, Jeff. Don't mean to call you out on that.
He doesn't care. He's still skating, dude. Driving his fucking Corvette.
Fucking 150 miles an hour.
Yeah,
he had that video. He's like, hey, I'm isolating. Fucking put it to the floor and took off.
He let Neiman jump in that thing. Were you there the day we were there skating?
But that was the Hellcat. That was the Dodge. It wasn't the vet, and that's when we were in Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neiman got sideways on Main Street.
Yeah. In Taylor, Texas.
That was awesome.
Bunch of fucking scummy skateboarders or whatever the hell they are. But I've been working on a lot of Chicadura stuff too. So, you know, the goal with Chica Dura ultimately is to, so like currently the, if you, everybody's familiar with the logo right now, it's a girl blowing a kiss, right? So that was a stock image. And, but what I've been wanting to do for the longest time is to call out girl skaters, in the logo and replace that image of that girl blowing the kiss with, images of all the girl skaters that I know.
Should do Michelle and Kat.
So Michelle and Kat are coming up. I need when all this is over, you know, we're going to take some pictures and we're going to do that. But I have a friend of mine, her name's Jen, and she lives up in Oklahoma and she's teaching her daughters how to skate. So they have on their little street in front of their house, they have some little penny boards that they've been skating on, this, you know, starting off with, and they're bombing this hill
on these penny boards
and they're ripping, man. And I'm like, you guys are awesome.
Wow.
So I had sent Jen, and Jen is cool as shit too, by the way, man. She's one of the coolest people I've met in a long time.
So are you shouting out to Jen in Oklahoma? There's
a
right
big
now?
Shout out to Jen in Oklahoma. Awesome. But so I sent her a voluptuous popsicle, and some a voluptuous t-shirt and a Chica Dura shirt, and then she sent me a picture, and so I took that picture of her and I stylized the hell out of it, right? And it's now on one of the Chica Dura logos. So I'm now moving into that realm,
that
so
phase
to speak,
of,
where
of
we're
the,
actually putting
the company, yeah.
real girl skaters, real female skaters. I don't want to say girls because y'all are all women.
Ladies.
Broads. There we go.
Dirty. No.
That's an old joke.
That's an old joke. Yeah.
So, but now I've got those graphics in there coming up now. So, coming up, Jen's already there, but, Kat and Michelle and, a lot of the other female skater, Marissa.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you guys about it. Cause you know, I don't know how you feel about doing it, participating, but it'd be something to be really cool.
Be rad.
Get some stickers. Print it up, and those will be the ones that you give out,
right? You know, like right, your look, own, your stuff, right, or
your own, no,
you give out, you your give out your friends' stuff, and your friends right. give out yours, and
right? That'd be right. Cool. So we're gonna do that. So we got that going, but as it stands right now, we got Jen in there, and you know it's been raining up there a lot too, so they can't get out and skate, but she'll post pictures of her and her girls skating. It's really cool, man. It's really right cool. Got to keep it, you know. You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think it's great. I saw what you did. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I'll send it that to you. One you looks can, really good. You can post yeah. it on the page.
For sure. So, for yeah, sure. Yeah. What about voluptuous?
Any? So man, I'm working on a new mold. Yeah. I've got it all laid out. I just need to start carving it. And making a mold is a bitch.
It takes a while.
The carving of the mold, because I carve one side out of wood, and then I cast the other side in concrete. Mm-hmm. But the thing is. There's always variation to it, no matter what you do, because I'm not cutting it with a CNC machine. But it's work, man. And then when I get to the point to where I'm actually getting ready to cast the concrete, I got to put a bunch of steel in it, and that's just a lot of work. And so that's coming soon. I'm taking a little concave out of it. Right, because the boards I make right now, there's a lot of concave.
Well, they're big boards,
and they're big boards.
It just translates to more concave as you get wider,
right? So what I'm doing now, it's a progressive concave to where, depending on the size of the board, it'll have less or more, depending on how big you want to go. And so it'll actually be pretty cool.
Okay.
So that's what I'm working on right now. Nothing new in the graphics department or anything like that. I think I've let that go where it's at with the last one with the Screaming Chicken. Yeah, I love that. I still love that graphic.
Firebird, the 77.
The Screaming Chicken. I got some boards left, man. I'm probably going to donate them to a couple of skate shops. Say, you know, hey, man, these are yours. Sell them, you know.
That'd be great. Because send a couple to Surf House. So
I'm going to send a bunch to Surf House and Apparition and say, whatever money you make on these, it's yours to keep, man. Yeah. This is our donation to the shop because... Yeah. You know, I know that they're all going to be hit pretty hard. So
I'd love to talk to Troy or Michelle and see what's going on at Apparition.
Troy and Michelle, man, right before it was the week before we all started working from home, and Troy and Michelle were out at Wells Branch, and it was me, Rob Meyer, Troy, and Michelle from Apparition. And we had a good little time, man.
Yeah.
We had a good little time. Yeah.
I guess we
were the only ones there. Yeah, they're closed.
See, it's not good, man.
No, it's not. Well, and considering his location, I imagine that it's not
good. You know? It makes me...
Well, I mean, the foot traffic just isn't there, right? I mean, University of Texas is shut down.
Now, yeah,
yeah. I mean, the whole street's shut down. There ain't nothing going
on. The good thing is there's parking.
So what do you say? We're going to go get a parking spot and wait for them to open up?
Yeah.
just sleep in my
truck. Stay there, man. Yeah, we'll tent up in the back of both of our trucks and hang out.
Yeah, why not?
6 feet away from each other. Let's call Joe real quick and see if he'll pick up.
All right, let's see.
Because I don't know where he is.
Yeah, last time I talked to him, he was in Arizona.
Arizona. So well, yeah, he went out for that van meet.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. He might not be available, but we're just going to try.
We'll try anyway.
Man, do I have his number? I thought I had his number. Did he give it
I'm
to
sure
me?
I'm sure you do.
I thought I had it, too.
Let me see. I know I've got it somewhere.
Yeah, I think I've got it. Contacts. That's what I have to hit.
Right, here we go.
Okay, I'll just call him. Cool.
Oh man, feels good to sit down.
Man,
and shoot
dude,
the
this
shit,
this
dude.
Is great, man. I'm so very happy about this. All right. There we go. All right.
Is your volume up on your phone as well?
It's all the way.
Okay,
up.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all the way up.
Come on, Joe, pick up.
Come on, Joe, pick up. See, I don't have his number.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Joe McCarskey.
Joe.
This is him.
Ty Langford. Hondo Hank.
Chase Ayers. Chase, Texas.
You're What's live. What's up, dude? How are you doing?
You're live, brother. We're podcasting. Right now. we're worried.
I'm alive.
We're worried about you. We want to know what's going on. We haven't talked to you in so long after all this shit's happening. Are you okay? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm chilling out in Sedona, Arizona, out in the middle of nowhere.
God, I love that place, man. That place is rad.
Yeah, I love it out here. It's real nice.
How long have you been there?
Oh, goodness. Probably 3.5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with a bunch of other van lifers out here.
I saw that photo.
Waiting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that must be a trip. Like being mobile. That's why we're calling you too, because we care for one and we miss you and we're wondering what the life of the road warrior is like, you know what I mean? Cause you're out there, dude, you're in it. You're just wherever you want to be. And I'm curious as to how the scenery has been during your travels. Desolate,
it's been awesome.
Ghost towns. Like, you know, what have you seen? What's been happening out there? Cause we're stuck. We're locked down here, right?
Yeah. I've basically been seeing the same 9 people for the last 3.5 weeks.
Okay.
Going, you know, the closest like Walmart is 45 minutes away. And, you know, we've been taking it pretty seriously where
good.
Yeah.
We try to go to town if we need to. The only things that we go to town for is, food, water. And that's basically it. Oh, a PO box if we need to get something.
Right. Mm. See, I'm imagining that you're out there in the desert and you got like you got your vans, like all y'all's vans are kind of like either in a circle or a semicircle and you got a campfire and you sit around the campfire at night and shoot the shit and fucking, cause I know in the desert it gets cold at night. So that's that, man, that just the thought of you out there right now. I'm a little like, fuck, I want to drive out there.
Dude, it's incredible. Like waking up every morning, open the door, see the same people, like, good morning. Hey, how you guys doing? Want some coffee? Let's make some breakfast. What are we going to do today? Going out to the river. You know, we've kind of like embraced this hobo life.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Where everything is hobo, where all the pieces, like, you know, if we have a broken table, we're going to make cornhole with that broken table.
Yeah. Repurpose
everything.
Get a
bunch of socks and fill it with dirt and throw those into the holes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
dirt socks.
Somebody ordered throwing knives.
Oh, sweet.
So we got hobo throwing knives where we have like a target set up and throw knives. It's crazy. It's fun. All we do is play music and eat food and hang out with each other.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that photo that you posted on your Instagram, and y'all are all sitting around playing music. Man, that looked rad. Because since I've been locked up, I've been playing a lot of guitar. I mean, a lot.
And, you've gotten a lot better too.
And I've gotten a lot better. But that happens with practice.
Yeah, I just bought a guitar a week and a half ago.
There you go.
First one ever.
First one ever. All right.
Yeah,
man.
I'm terrible at it.
Well, dude, you just got to keep doing it, man. I mean, dude, three chords and the truth's all you need.
Yeah, I know some of the chords, but I just can't get the strumming and changing. Like, that's the hard part right now. But
down, up, down, up, down, up, play it slow. Down, up, down, up, play it slow. That's good stuff, man. Yeah, no, I don't know if you saw it, but I posted it on the Never Was page. But I took a song that I knew, and I just changed all the lyrics to be skateboarding related.
Really?
Yeah. I posted on the Never Was page. I don't like posting stuff that I play on like the regular internet because I'm terribly embarrassed about all of it.
All in the same way.
Yeah, but yeah, man, it's so much fun, dude. That's rad that you did that. It's just a little acoustic guitar or a little.
Just a little acoustic guitar.
Fantastic, man. Fantastic.
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked about it.
Since you got a guitar, I'm going to give you a challenge, right? So write a song about skateboarding. Don't care.
All right.
Write a song about skateboarding. That'd be fucking rad, man.
Yeah, I'll do it. There's also one of the dudes here wrote a Van song for Van, my dog.
Oh, really? So how is Van doing?
Here. He's awesome.
Yeah, I bet he loves romping around in the desert, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, yeah, I try to keep them close. There's I get a little worried out here with like rattlesnakes and
other coyotes and whatnot. Yeah.
And then it's just small enough for a bird to pick them up and be like, thank you, that's a
owls
good treat.
And eagles and hawks and
But a buddy of yours wrote a song about him.
He's pink right now. He's pink from all the dirt.
All the dirt. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's awesome. So a buddy of yours wrote a song about him?
Yeah. We were just sitting around one day, and he started playing and started singing about Van. That's
fantastic.
The gist of it is Van has no fear. He's always near.
He's your little protector.
He is. And we were just talking about it today. He's writing some new verses for it. That's really good. So I've been updating my YouTube channel quite a bit, and hopefully I'll have a finished version of the Van song up in a few days.
What is your YouTube channel so I can throw that out there?
Sure. It's Mac Photo Travels.
Okay. Gotcha. On YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll post it
up. Yeah, some cool stuff up there. We, 2 weeks ago, we were staying in a valley, like the most beautiful valley ever. And we're the only ones out there except for a herd of cows.
Wow.
And every day we would go out and play with the cows and just kind of chill or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you been able to skate at all?
No.
No.
Hell no. I wish.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, I've been seeing real innovative fucking videos of people doing shit, skating in their houses and skating, like creating objects to very tiny objects that, when we have the ability to go skate somewhere that already has large objects, nobody's going to make those small objects. Well, man, I've seen some real serious creativity on social media.
Yeah. And I have too. I follow a lot of fellas in Austin and I see him making all sorts of stuff. Even like finding a sheet of plywood. And they're like, yeah, this is fun.
Let's just lean this up here and do something funny and get hurt or not,
Yeah.
It's been incredible, man. It's been really, it's been weird. It's been really insane to be in a city while this is going on,
Yeah. I almost feel a little disconnected from it. The only way I hear about it is online news. And I try to stay away from that as much, but
yeah,
then I see on Instagram, all my friends skating in the house or the basement or the garage or the driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're cutting transitions today for the new ramp.
Oh, really?
And leftover pieces, we dropped the pieces and we're like, hey, what could we make out of this? Like what little thing could we, we're going to make a tiny little quarter pipe.
Yeah. But we're taking the coping from the old ramp and we're going to weld it together and we're going to stick it down in the space between the grass and the sidewalk. So we just grind that right along the sidewalk every day, kind of like a little edging, but it's coping.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Coping edging.
Coping edging.
I'm so jealous.
Well, when you come back, man, it'll be a place for you to stay and sleep or skate, and right. and whatever.
All right.
Hell yeah. What are your plans?
One day we stayed. Sometimes it's really hard out here to stay on these BLM lands, which are like mass, humongous open parcels of land that the government or the state kind of monitors, and you can camp on them.
Right.
And this is the 14-day limit. But with the, you know, with the pandemic going on, I think they're kind of lax about it. But
fuck, I hope so.
One time, it rained and it was so muddy you couldn't go to them. So we stayed at a little like scenic parking lot, like overlooking something, and that was the only time I stayed with cement that I could skate.
Wow.
And I have so many boards on my back out of my van.
Well, I have I actually have two boards to donate to you when you get back.
Oh, word. Thank you, bud. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah.
I even have wheels. I got two boards and two sets of wheels I can give you when you get back through town.
Oh, word. Yeah, that helps out so much. I've been giving away boards.
Yeah.
To kids, you know, up until they shut everything down.
Until they shut it all down.
Yeah. Skate it. And yeah, but I put skate all those it forward boards together. Is that project is Skate It Forward.
Right. Yeah, dude, Skate It Forward. It's everybody's giving me so much love and so much, you know, like, oh, that's such a cool thing, and helping out with that. It's really overwhelming when people just be like, here, I got this for you, And I get stoked on it.
Yeah. It's a good thing you're doing, man. It's a cool thing. We see it happening all the time. I don't know. Cool. Did you see that video on Instagram of the pro? I don't know who was street skater. He was at a park and he had given his old setup to a kid at the park, and the kid was over by his car while he was putting his new board together, and some lady came up and started giving him shit, calling him a pedophile because he's talking to children. And they filmed this whole like 10-minute video of this lady just going, well, that's what pedophiles do. They talk to kids. And the guy's like, I'm a pro skater. I'm giving my old stuff away. This is something that all skaters do for kids mm-hmm. across the country and the world. This is a hand-me-down type of sport. And so yeah. I'm not a pedophile. You're a fucking crazy freak for telling me I'm a pedophile because I talked to this kid at the skate park. It was ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, some people just don't get life.
Yeah,
they exactly. don't get it at all.
No, it's you know, Americanism, man.
It is.
Fear it. Don't believe anything. Just be afraid of it. So,
dude, I was out in the middle of Utah at an Indian reservation type deal place, and there was a skate park out there.
I know that park.
I had a board I gave to one kid, and he was so dumbfounded of like, oh, what, why, like, who are you, and how do you even know about this park? Why are you here with this board? Yeah, oh my right. God, this is the coolest thing ever! And he just walked back, like it was his mouth wide open to his friends, like,
look what I got.
That dude just gave me this. Holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll never forget that day. He'll never forget
that. Yeah, never, yeah. Man. And hopefully in turn, he will give that board when he has the means to get a new one. He'll hand that one to someone else, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
If he doesn't destroy it, you know, before.
I hope he destroys it. Run that thing in the ground.
Right, yeah.
Use it till it's done.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But you feeling all right, bud? You're healthy?
Yeah, doing great, man. Yeah, you fantastic. Know, I think I just, you know, got cabin fever like all of us.
yeah, we just had a long.
You have no idea.
So we had a conversation with Kenny Harrison before we called you, and he was talking about that too. And he had mentioned that meditation. He'd been starting to do some meditation, and that has really helped with his isolationism.
Dude, Kenny sounded really? Fantastic.
Yeah, he did.
Last
he sounded
time
great.
I talked to him, he wasn't doing well.
Oh, really?
And he wanted to. He wanted us to tell you that safe travels. He loves you and hopes to see you again soon.
Same. Pass it along. I miss everybody there, and you know, let everybody.
Yeah, man. We'll get everybody in. Uh oh, did we lose him?
Did we lose him?
Oh, you guys there?
Okay,
Yeah.
It's man. Like, there's so many things go on here with this group of people. I'm like, there's never a time of like sitting down and feeling like, you know, oh God, I can't stay here any longer.
Right.
Like this morning, we all dressed up in costumes and we're dancing around.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Are you at Burning Man? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. It's like our own little thing.
Coachella? Joachella? You're at Joachella?
Doing your own
Joachella.
Joachella. Joachella.
I like it.
Hell yeah. We've been isolated here, man. Today's the first Ty and I, Hondo and I, haven't seen each other in 5 weeks. And I decided to say, fuck it, and come over here and do a little work in the driveway, get some sun. And then we said, fuck it, we need to do a podcast and get this out there because we've been talking about it. But both of us have just been feeling like so kind of bogged down. We haven't been totally 100% equally happy at the same time for weeks.
Right.
And today's that day. So we need to do something. So, nice. So we're doing it, man. And we wanted to call you and make sure that you're doing well wherever you are. And
yeah, good. It's good hearing you guys. Yeah, I appreciate you calling.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, you are our traveling correspondent. So.
Well, and you know, we were supposed to talk last weekend. Was it last week or the weekend before?
Yeah,
it was last
weekend. That was my fault.
No, that was my fault because I was, man, I was down in the dumps, man. I was feeling bad, and I thought to myself, there's no way I could be even close to entertaining if we record a podcast. And you know, I would just be like,
the cool thing.
So
about
I went skateboarding. and I texted everybody that we had lined up for the interview because it was you, Joe. It was you, and it was Brian Charsky and Doug Peters.
Yeah,
up in Canada, and because I wanted to get a smattering of how, because you know this is international. It was an international scenario, but man, I had to get out of the house. Man, I was losing my mind. So thanks for understanding the reschedule, and also thanks for answering the phone, man.
Yeah.
I mean, because this was unscheduled.
No, hey.
Yeah, we're just seeing who the fuck was. Gonna,
we're just calling people,
pick up, man. Yeah. You know.
No, I'm happy that. You guys reached out and we got to connect.
Yes. For sure. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I can't wait to skate again. It has been a long time.
Yeah.
So you rolled around in that parking lot or that little scenic parking lot that y'all were in? You just rolled around a little bit there?
Oh, dude. The dudes I'm with are the most eclectic people. That is insane. And I was like, hey, I got a bunch of boards. Let's put these together. And we just did coffin runs for like 2 hours.
That's
down
rad.
Like not even like a 30 second ride. It was like maybe 20 seconds of going down a hill, but we did it for 2 hours. And
right. Took longer to get back up the hill than to go back down. Oh, right?
Yeah. And they had so much fun. I was like, here you go. Here's all the tools. Here's all the pieces. You guys put it together. And it was great seeing like all these guys that are like, you know, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and even a younger kid, like, watching them put a board together for the first time, it was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I know that look and I know what you guys are thinking right now.
Yeah. Isn't cool. That's some, I've talked about that before on past podcasts, man. That first time you put that first board together, there's this weird feeling about it, man. It's not weird. It's a fantastic feeling.
It's like buying a new guitar or a new drum kit and putting it together, you know?
And they had that feeling of like, this is my board. Like I put this together. These are the pieces I picked. This is mine.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really cool.
And then coffin runs. See, there's a little bit of irony there.
I know, right?
That's right, man. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, we're gonna wrap this one up. We just wanted to check on you, make sure you're doing well, and see what's going on out there outside of our little city that we're confined to.
Yeah, bud. Yeah, thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, we'll stay in touch. Just, you know, see what's going on with you and we'll check in because, like, you know, we haven't recorded a podcast in a while. So
it's been two months.
You were the last one and then you're also on the first one coming back after
a break. Hey, so, all right.
Yeah. Yep. Hell yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah, man. Stay safe. Enjoy your time out there. It's kind of a new learning experience for everyone, right? And you're in a particular situation. I kind of envy it.
I'm totally envious.
Well, yeah. You guys be safe, too. I miss you guys. And
yeah, man.
I can't wait to see you and do some shredding.
Right on, brother.
We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, bud.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Love you, bro.
Love you, bro.
Bye.
That was rad.
That was awesome.
Joe's a rad dude, man. You know, and I know everybody probably knows that by listening to the last podcast, but that's, you know, when we met Joe, you know, he showed up at the skate park one night and he was traveling around in his van and man, it was rad. It was rad. Yeah.
We have goosebumps right now.
Yeah. That's good for you, man. It is good for
unless
you.
I'm getting a fever.
Yeah. Dude,
which
again,
I
you're
probably
not. You're not. So. Yeah. You know, in the words of Christopher Walken from the movie Joe Dirt, good for you, good for you.
I can't do walking, man.
It's hard, dude. You got to start off like, so.
He grabbed a stick and rubbed some blood around on a canvas. It's crap.
Yeah, it's kind of close. If you work on it, man.
I think I could get it if I work on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters.
Whoa.
It comes out like right now my sinuses are a little clogged from all the allergies, and it makes it a little difficult to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So what's next, man? What's next for us? Are we gonna come back next weekend, man? What do you think?
I think, yeah, man. I think we need to pick this back up. I've gotten texts going, why aren't you guys podcasting? And the answer's been fucking obvious.
Right.
But I'm not going to say that to my homies, although they already know.
Well, you just told them.
You just told them. So, I think we've got to figure out if you want to call me and do one, the two of us, or if this shit gets a little bit. I mean, I don't feel bad. I don't feel like I'm sick.
As long as you don't have a fever.
As long as we're not coughing on each other.
I don't mind you coming over because we're not holding hands.
No.
We're not taking showers together.
Damn, I miss that, though. Don't you miss that?
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody scrub your back.
Right.
Yeah. I got you fucking good, man. I got you good. You fucking miss it.
Yeah.
You miss scrubbing my back. I know, man.
I do.
It's pretty fantastic. Yeah. Well, just let your nails, just clip your nails, you know.
I will.
Because last time you know, took
a little scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Fucking gross. Yeah. Anyhow. Jesus Christ. Fucking, we're devolving. but man, You're doing better. You look good.
I'm feeling better than I have this past week. It's been difficult. Like I can't go and hang out with my daughter. My son's in a different state on lockdown. He's really wanting to get back here, but my advice to him was hold tight, hold steady, and you know this will pass at some point.
So yeah, you know, man. I mean, for me, like I said earlier, unless there's no electricity and the water stops running, that would be the only time I'm really going to worry about anything.
Yeah.
You know, so everything's going to be fine.
It will be.
And hopefully we learn some lessons from this.
I really hope that we do.
Yeah.
And we start paying attention to the right information. That's another.
Well, so, you know, this is something I was thinking about last night. And so before I quit watching TV and getting on the internet and reading news, what I realized is that, so whether it's mainstream media, whether it's maybe a little bit more subterranean media, you know, to me, it's like junk food, right? You eat enough junk food, you're going to die a slow death, right?
Yeah.
So this mainstream media, whether it's got a liberal slant, whether it's got a conservative slant, whether, you know, they're coming at you and it's just the facts, right? Because there's so many competing ideas and there's so many slants that come on, that come each way out of those positions and those views, that it's hard to discern the truth. Somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Somewhere
in the middle is the truth. So I've just decided, like junk food, I'm going to stop consuming it because it's a slow death.
Those are lies.
And right. And the fact is that if you continue to consume this, right, now you got to get your facts from somewhere, mm-hmm, right? And mm-hmm. You can find them,
mm-hmm.
But just don't overdo it, right? You got to take it in moderation, mm-hmm. Because if not, it'll poison you.
Stay in the middle. Stay somewhere in the middle.
And when you arrive at a belief, make sure it's the one that you arrived at, not the one that somebody else helped you get there,
mm-hmm.
Because belief becomes a prison. And we've got to unlock that. We got to get out of that prison of belief that we all get stuck in because, you know, well, I believe it's this or I believe it's that, you know, because if you believe in something so strongly, then you're trapped in that location. You have to be willing to compromise. You have to be willing to see a different point of view. You have to be willing to go out there and find it.
Right.
So that's my two cents. My soapbox is broken. I'm going to step off of it right now. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
So, but... Hey, I like that you remembered it.
I think it's this one.
No. Which one are you looking for?
The clappy one. There it is.
Okay.
It's the orange.
It's yellow. The yellow. Yeah. Just remember, amarillo. Amarillo. Amarillo by morning.
Up from San Antonio.
God damn it.
Everything that I got. Is just what I got on.
The sun is high in that Texas sky.
I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo, I'll be there. Yeah, that was that's pretty great, good, dude.
That was fantastic.
Hey, man, big shout out to George Strait, bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bad motherfucker.
Bad mofo.
Yeah, hell of a songwriter. So,
absolutely. Always
man, are we going to wrap it up, or we got anything else we want to talk about?
Man, I just, it's really hard to give any advice right now other than to stay safe, for everyone to stay safe and keep in contact with those people. Don't go days without talking to someone or FaceTime, and like make sure your connections are still good, and tell those people you love them and you'll see them soon, because that's really all we can do right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you need to talk to somebody, man, give me a call, man, or shoot me a text if you've got my info, or find me on Facebook, because I sit around a lot. I don't have a lot to do during the day anymore. I'm not totally distracted by being at a place called work for 8 to 12 hours a day.
All those excuses of I don't have time.
That's gone. Well,
now you do.
Now you do.
So make good use of your time. Stay healthy.
Yeah. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Respect the distance. I mean, Jesus, man, it's fucking hard. This is the first time in my lifetime and yours that we've had to, as adults, implement distancing from other human beings. And it's weird.
Well, see, for me, I think there's a little bit of irony, and not a little bit. There's a lot of irony in all of it, because we grew up under the dark cloud of the Cold War, and we thought that we're all going to die in a nuclear explosion. And,
yeah,
and now it's like we're living through a miniature version of an apocalypse. I know it's not an apocalypse. It's the wrong word to use, but it is a crisis, right? That, people are, oh my God, man, don't let fear win. You can't, man. And the same is true with skateboarding. When you're trying to learn a new trick, or you're relearning a trick, I always find that relearning tricks is even scarier than learning it the first time.
That's all I've been doing for 2 years, trying to relearn tricks.
Right, man, and you've got a healthy amount of fear there, man, but overcome that fear. You overcome that fear by doing it.
Yeah,
doing it.
Yeah.
And don't
pads.
Right. Wear pads. Don't. Okay. So then I guess then the same is true, man. Wear your mask, wear your gloves, wash your hands. You want to be there another day. That's why I wear pads. Right. I want to be able to ride another day.
Right.
I want to be able to ride another day. So I'm going to put the mask on when I go to the goddamn grocery store, even though I fucking hate doing it. God damn, I was walking through the grocery sweating my ass off because I got this fucking, I actually have an N95 mask because, I was doing all the spray painting and all that shit in the shop. So it was terrible. I mean, it was terrible, but I'd like to live to skate another day. I'd like to live to see my friends another day.
Yeah, me too.
That's just the bottom line.
That's what I'm working on these days.
Yeah.
Is not dying.
Yeah, so don't let fear win. God damn, I've got all fucking preachy. I apologize, y'all.
That's what this is for. This is our platform, dude.
I try to leave it out, right?
So yeah, well,
I try to be neutral.
I knew there were so many things that you needed to get out, and that's why I wanted you to partner with me on this podcast.
I appreciate
because
that,
you have
man.
A lot to say, and it's a lot of good shit. Well, you have a lot of good insight on things.
Man, thank you.
And I just typically have dick and butt jokes.
Yeah.
So.
And I have to kind of rein you in.
Yeah, man, it is what it is.
Yeah, I have those good interview skills, I suppose.
It's a fantastic dynamic.
Yeah. So, man, you wanna start our out?
I don't know what else to say other than we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for, being honest to keep doing this podcast. Because I tell you, it's it's been hard. It's been hard for us to line up and do this.
Yeah.
But I think we both reached a breaking point as to where we realize that it's not super dangerous for us to get together.
No.
Considering that we've both been quarantined. I've been to the doctor. I haven't had a fever in years. Even through chemo and cancer shit, I didn't ever have any fevers or weird side effects. So I feel like it's the right thing for us to do this today. And if we can do it again in a few days, then let's do it.
Taste that. Got like a metal taste in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. I'm fucking totally kidding. I just wanted to fuck with you a little bit.
Well, I never had that either.
Yeah.
When they inject this heparin in my port, I can taste it in my port flap. I can taste it immediately, and it's the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest thing. But metal taste in my mouth? No.
Yeah, nothing like that. All right. Hey, man. Yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. Stay safe. Take care of yourself, take care of the ones you love, and just always remember, keep the sun out of your eyes. and always be yourself.
All right. We love y'all.
Take care, everybody.
Catch you next time.
All right.